the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
As a corporate trainer and executive coach for a variety of organizations, Dr. Sean Wall, head of the Department of Communication at Missouri State University, trained individuals how to listen, communicate their needs, persuade coworkers and bosses, motivate teams, and navigate through difficult situations with customers and clients. Wall is my guest today. First, he explains the premise of his book, Communication and Culture in Your Life.
In general, the book focuses on how can we focus on communication skills in order to arrive at cultural competency. And terms like culture, cultural competency, cultural diversity, those are terms that are thrown around a lot. What I like to emphasize is that when you connect the study of human communication and how that informs culture or cultural competency, it's really about the everyday relationships that we have in the community. It's about the overall success and failure of business. It's very important for whether you're looking at a small business, a nonprofit, or a corporation. Those businesses and those services provided appeal to a very diverse audience. We believe that, you know, communication can help us have respectful conversations where we're empathetic and respect other people regardless of what their background is.
Another recent book project of Wall's is Nonverbal Communication for a Lifetime. This is the second edition of this book. Here he talks about what you're saying without opening your mouth.
The way that the general public normally understands nonverbal communication, which is a huge area of research. I mean, we have the communication discipline, psychology. There's many disciplines that look at the study of body language. And so body language is the way that most of us understand it. We have people that claim to be people readers, sometimes bring in people, and especially with trial jury consulting, we try to get a sense of what someone's attitude about something, is someone lying to a particular question. And so those are a few things that we look at based upon the nonverbal communication research, or to put it generally, the research of body language. And so it has to do with eye contact, the impact of appropriate as well as the consequences of inappropriate touch. There's basically a series of nonverbal codes that we have. And when I talk about codes, I'm referring to different categories of nonverbal communication in human communication.
One nonverbal category or code is called proxemics, or how we manage space, as in the distance between people when they're communicating. Wall explains more.
Let's say in a public presentation, if someone's behind a podium, they're typically there's a certain distance between the audience and the speaker, so that's more of a public level of space. And then if you continue to get closer, you know, there's more of a social space where you may be talking to a group at a reception, or maybe after church or after a business meeting. And then, of course, one of the last phases of space is called intimate space. And so that would be between, you know, a close friend, a loved one, and the thing that many students and people who have read the book, they're often fascinated with how there's some people that don't manage space very well, because we do have social expectations. So if you're talking with someone who's too close, we all have a space bubble, and some of us are more comfortable and are not as sensitive related to our space bubble. And then, of course, there's others of us that are very sensitive with people getting too close. And so that's what's fascinating about the study of body language, because there's so much variation from person to person.
Another part of this book project looks at the influence of environment on communication. Wall continues.
In communication research, the study of environment has to do with things like architecture, lighting, and color. Let's say you're opening a new business and you're trying to make a decision about what color you want your lobby to be painted in, or what is the overall, you know, design, you know, of a welcome center. So this is something that's looked at by architecture, but it's also connected to human communication, because we know that color, lighting, also if you look in a basic restaurant situation, there's many people that prefer to have a booth over a table. Well, the reason that matters in communication is because the booth might form a more of a private space to conduct a business meeting. It might be more comfortable if you're talking about a personal matter with a loved one or a friend. And so these are things that we see in our everyday environments, but they have communication impact.
In a world with more communication options than ever before, including Facebook, Twitter, text messages, and more, Wall explains that competent communication choices need to be stressed and that nonverbal communication in these media, like emoticons, are evolving. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.